Hello there, and welcome to this week's episode of the 99% Local Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Green. If you want to get in touch with me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at 99%localpod@gmail.com or head to the website and catch up on some past episodes at 99%localpod.com. A couple weeks ago, I sat down with Erica Robinson. She's the Church Relations and Community Development Coordinator at the Well Outreach in Spring Hill, Tennessee. If you don't know anything about the Well, they began as a food pantry in a local church in 2006, just a little over a decade ago. And within a couple years, they incorporated into its own entity, hoping to expand their reach to more of the community. It's now supported, amazingly, by the generous community in Spring Hill and surrounding areas. Numerous individuals, churches, businesses contribute on a regular basis to help their mission of making sure no household in the area is without food assistance when needed. Another awesome event that The Well has coming up on October 5th is the John Mayer Builders Whole Hog Festival at the Tennessee Children's Home in Spring Hill, Tennessee. We talk a lot about that on the episode. It's one of the biggest fundraising events now for The Well, and 100% of the proceeds are going to benefit The Well. It's being sponsored by John Mayer Builders and Groove Life, which is another local company within the Spring Hill area, which I actually hope to have on the podcast one day. So again, the Whole Hog Festival, let me correct myself as I do within the episode, the John Mayer Builders Whole Hog Festival. And again, mark your calendars for Saturday, October 5th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. By the time this episode comes out, there should be a full press release as far as ticket prices and all of the cool music and food trucks and vendors that are going to be a part of this awesome event. So let's get right into it and enjoy this conversation with Erica Robinson of The Well Outreach.
All right. So my name is Erica Robinson, and for The Well, I am the church relations director, but I also do as much community development as I have time to do. My favorite thing to do for The Well is just educate on who we are and what we do and advocate for The Well. So any way that I can get out there and do that, that's my job for The Well. And I've actually been with The Well for, I guess, 13 years now, since the beginning.
That's when it started, right?
Yes, yeah. That's when it started. Yeah. In 2006, Wellspring Christian Church kind of had the foresight to know this community is only getting bigger, and there are going to be needs in this community, and someone needs to be ready and prepared to meet whatever needs come up. And so they got a group together at the church and said, let's start out with a food pantry. And we had a church office in a farmhouse off Duplex Road. And they said, let's convert this little room right here into a food pantry, and let's just start with that. And we'll grow from there if the Lord leads us. So we lined the walls with shelves. The church did its first food drive for the food pantry, filled the shelves, and people needed the food. And we were busy, and we were busier than one congregation could handle. We also were finding that when people would come to visit the food pantry, they thought they either had to come to our church to get food, or that we wouldn't give them food unless they had, you know, visited a church service or had a church brochure or something like that. And that was just not a stipulation that we ever put on the need. If you need food, mm-hmm. you come. Mm-hmm. And so we realized really early on that we were going to have to be a community organization, that not just one congregation should support it, and that so that everybody felt welcome, it needed to be more of a joint community effort. So at that time, I think of like maybe around 2007, a group of us started the paperwork to apply for our own 501c3, and we were able to get it. We created a board of directors from other local churches and community members, leaders, and we just went about seeing what the Lord had for this food pantry. Shortly after that, we found this location here on Main Street that we're at now. Mm-hmm. And we moved from that little bitty, I mean, glorified closet was pretty much what it was. And we moved from that to this bigger location here on Main Street in Spring Hill. And it's just kind of taken off from there. Of course, we started with a food pantry and we've fine-tuned that. And that's one of the ways that we serve those in need here in Spring Hill. But about halfway in to the 13 years, our president of the board at the time, Andy Huddleston, said, you know, I really want to look into this, giving food to students for the weekends. You know, mm-hmm. they get free and reduced lunches. Breakfast, lunch is probably taken care of for them. But when they go home on the weekend, that breakfast and lunch is not there anymore. And he had heard of other programs around the nation that were happening.
Sure.
And he said, what if the Well did that? And so we, Wellspring Christian Church, sponsored Spring Hill Elementary School, and in conjunction with the Well, those three groups teamed up and kind of started the pilot program of the Jetpack program. And so that's our second area that we serve.
Yeah, so let's take a step back, because I do want to talk more about the Jetpacks, because I'm actually involved in that.
Cool.
At our church and my daughter, so that's near to my heart. But so as far as the food pantry, you know, what actual areas around Spring Hill do you actually serve, and and how does that work?
Okay, great question. So we realized also we were so busy, and we needed to not only show unconditional love of God to these people who were in need, but we needed to be good stewards of what the Lord was giving us. And so to do that, we kind of had to set some rules. And so one of those is the service area. So we determined pretty early on that we serve Thompson Station, College Grove, Spring Hill. And then sometime into it, we started serving the north side of Columbia also. I mean, the Columbia address is like right past, right south of Saturn Parkway. So we wanted to serve those people that could drive to us a lot closer than they could get all the way down into Columbia food pantries. So we added the north side of Columbia. And then 2 years ago, we found that there was a need in Santa Fe. And so we added them to our service area also.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's our service area. And then the other thing that we did to kind of try to be good stewards of what we have is we said families can come twice a month to receive food from the food pantry.
Okay. So you're in that same line, you're also doing mobile food pantries, right?
Yes, we are. So the reason that we love mobile food pantries.
Okay.
One, because it's a lot of food. It's 20,000 pounds of food that we buy from Second Harvest of Nashville. We're actually partners with Second Harvest, and they're considered a food bank, and we're considered a food pantry.
Okay.
So we're able to buy a semi-truck full of food, and it drives all the way down here to Spring Hill. We have volunteers that unload pallets of food from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then we serve anywhere from 100 to 150 families in about 3 hours. Kind of in a farmer's market sort of way. They have grocery carts and we have volunteers that help them go down the line and put everything in their cart, and then we load it in their trunk for them. But the other reason why we love mobile food pantries is because if there are families that come to us outside of the service area, we do serve them that first time they come. But after that, we refer them to when our next mobile food pantry is, because there's no service area with those.
Sure. So how do you coordinate the mobile food pantries? Are they with your different partners or throughout the community? Or
yeah, well, we love partnering with people in the community, because the cost is $2,500. So it's it's pretty expensive. And a lot of times we look for sponsors for those. $2,000 is for the food and $500 is for the transportation fee of getting the semi-truck down here. So we love working with partners from a financial aspect. We also love it because we like to have about 100 volunteers at that event. And so if a community partner comes to us, they usually are going to have, you know, 20 to 100 volunteers to add to that also. We have a lot of big corporations. Like in October, we have Mars Pet Care that's going to be partnering with us, and they do that every single October.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome.
So partnering as far as the food pantry?
No, as far as the mobile food pantry.
For the mobile food pantry.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So they pay for the fee, the $2,500. Yeah. And then they bring volunteers and they bring pet food for the people.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's unique. Awesome. Yeah. It's very unique. And yeah. the people that come, I mean, every year they're like, when is that one with the food for the pets? Where's, yeah. What is that yeah. happening? What is that happening? They love it. Yes.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about more about the jetpacks, and I believe you have something called the snack stash as well.
We do. So, okay. Yes. All right, so jetpacks, one thing that we feel like we do really unique here at the Well is every school is partnered with a local church and then is then partnered with the Well. So the Well helps with the logistics of ordering the food, the inventory that the church or the school has on hand. And kind of acts as a mediator between the ordering of the food and the delivering of the food. So that's kind of the Well's role. The churches, the local churches, adopt a school, and they do all the packing of the jetpack meals. So lots of volunteers, which is awesome because that it takes a lot of volunteers to pack. Last year we had 350 students who received jetpacks in our service area.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of people it takes to pack those for a student every single week. So the church helps out in that. Mm-hmm. They provide the volunteers to pack the food. And then the church actually delivers it to the school also. So it starts to kind of build that relationship. If there's another thing that the school might need or another program that they might want to talk to the church about helping with, that door is at least opened for that. So we love the jetpack program. We hear heartbreaking stories. I mean, students, we had a school counselor that we talked to before the start of last year who talked about there would always be a little bit of extras that maybe fell out of the bag, or maybe a student was absent on Friday and they didn't get their bag. So she would put them in a separate spot for students mm-hmm. Who knew it was there if they needed it. And she came around the corner one day and saw a student chugging shelf-stable milk from this extra basket that she has sitting out.
Yeah.
I mean, just heartbreaking that any kid would ever be hungry when they get to school in the mornings is hard for us to handle here at the Well. The children have our heart, for sure. No matter what the circumstance that brings a family into the food pantry, the children are the ones that suffer, and we don't like that.
Yeah, no, as I was saying, that's an awesome ministry. I got my oldest daughter involved with actually packing the packs, and we go every month at our church.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, she loves it. She knows what she's doing it for. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Yeah, and that's something we talk about a lot at the Well. Like, we are here to serve those in need with food assistance, but we also serve as a way for the community to get involved and learn about those in need and a place for them to volunteer and give back. So we feel like we're able to do that for the community also.
Well, let's kind of switch gears and talk about how, you know, I think you use a tagline, it takes a community to feed a community. I've seen that all over your Facebook page. So let's kind of talk about, you know, how the community can help the Well as far as either volunteering or giving donations.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yes. So, the number one thing people love to do are food drives, and we love that too. It gets people involved. So if anybody in the community would want to organize a food drive and just let us know so we know when to prepare for the food, that's kind of an all hands on deck way to get other people not only involved in the Well, but educating other people about what the Well does here in the community. So we love food drives. But there is this thing where we're able, because we're partners with Second Harvest, we are able to buy food at a reduced rate from Second Harvest. So when a family comes to the food pantry, what we're able to give them costs us about $30 to buy from Second Harvest. If that family was to go to the local grocery store, it costs about $93. Mm. So we would appreciate financial support from the community. Your dollar that comes to the Well really goes a long way because, first of all, we keep our operating costs so low, but also because we're partners with Second Harvest and can buy that food at a reduced rate. So that's another way we'd love for the community to get involved is financially with the Well. And then a third way is with your time, which mm-hmm. is sometimes just as valuable as money.
Exactly.
Yeah, so volunteering is huge for us. We have 3 staff members, that's it, here at the Well. And not all of them are full-time. There's actually only one full-time staff member. And so we really depend on our volunteers and the heart of our volunteers to be willing to serve. We have over 100 volunteers that come every single week and meet people at the front door, you know, are loving on them, praying with them, walking them through the food pantry to go shopping. We do not pre-bag any of our food that we give out. We want them to have that shopping experience. We feel like it gives them not only some dignity, but it is a way that we can show that we love them by giving them choices and letting them decide, you know, maybe they don't like canned peaches. Maybe they'd rather have canned pineapple. You know what I mean? And so allowing them to be able to shop that and make those decisions. But that takes a lot of volunteers to be able to walk them to the pantry, load everything up, weigh it. Everything gets weighed. All the groceries get weighed coming in and out, donations or what we're giving. So volunteering your time is really important to us too. There's also a lot of opportunity to volunteer, like in the Jetpack program, like your family does. Through your local church, or if there's something you want to talk to us about spending your time doing to help the Jetpack program.
Yeah, so really quick, here at the Well, your location, so we're on Main Street in Spring Hill. Like, what kind of opportunities are there for someone? They just say, hey, I want to get involved and help out.
Yeah, so specifically we have a person that sits at the front desk and kind of an intake volunteer that pulls the file and talks to the family member and follows up with them from when they were here last time. How is this? How is that? Asks if they can pray with them. So there's that volunteer that sits in that room and does that. That's got to be a very compassionate, friendly person who is willing to pray with somebody. There's also volunteers that work in the actual food pantry area where you're going to be kind of like a personal shopper to that person. You're going to have the list of what you know is available to them to get, and then you'll walk through that list and help them pick and choose what they're going to have for the food pantry that day. And then we have volunteers that will be bagging up all the food that they picked. And then we have volunteers that will be carrying it, weighing it, and carrying it out to their car for them.
Okay.
So those are all volunteers of when a person comes to visit us. But we also have volunteers that come to work reception. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so we stay open in case somebody has donations or in case somebody has questions about the Well, they need to drop something off. They can come Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. And so there's a receptionist volunteer that sits at that desk there. There might be some light paperwork or office things we might ask them to do also. We do have stocking and sorting volunteers that will come in and go through the donations, make sure everything's, you know, within a reasonable expiration and everything is clean and ready to be put on the shelves.
Good. All right. So that's how you just get involved here. So
yes, yeah, there's a lot of different ways.
Okay. So the community support is obvious. I mean, I'm looking through your website, you've partnered like with Culver's, Chick-fil-A, Walmart, even Viking Pizza, Delta Bound. I mean, there's probably a lot more, but it's just cool to see all of them want to get involved and help out. I saw you have some other ongoing campaigns like with Kroger and Middle Tennessee Electric and Amazon Smile as well. Just other ways to, you know, contribute to the Well, whether you're shopping groceries, paying your electric bill, or shopping on Amazon. So So I want to, with the Amazon Smile thing, I'm going to share the link when this posts within the show notes. So if anyone wants to do some shopping, they can contribute to the Well. So. That'd be cool.
Yes.
All right. So events in the community. You guys do a lot as well. Besides the mobile food pantries, do you have any of those coming up soon that you'd be able to, you know, kind of promote?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you for the opportunity. We have a huge festival coming up called the John Mayer Builders Whole Hog Festival. And we usually in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years, we've done a gala in the fall as our big annual fundraiser. And we love the gala, and we actually are still going to do the gala in March. We're going to move it to the spring now as a spring fundraiser, and that will be March 3rd. But we really love the idea. You know, like you said, we talk about the community feeding community all the time. It takes a community to feed a community. And we felt like having a community fundraiser where everyone can get involved, everyone can come, everyone can attend, is a great opportunity for the well. So last November, John Mayer called us up and said, you know, I have this thing called the Country Ham Festival. It did have to take a year off last year, but I do not want it to go away. Is there any chance the well would not only organize the mm-hmm. whole thing, but they could even benefit from it? Is that something you guys would be willing to take on? And we were like, whoa, we have to think about that. You know, like I said, like we have three staff members, and so we did some research. We talked to our board of directors. We kind of looked into how it had been run in the past and just really did due diligence. And in March, we were like, yes, we're so excited about this. Let's do it. Is there any chance we could rebrand it? We love the idea of the whole hog, just doing something to the fullest extent, fully committed to the fullest extent. And so we asked John, is there any chance we could rebrand it from the Country Ham Festival to the Whole Hog Festival? And he had to think about that for mm-hmm. a minute. He's very nostalgic about the Country Ham Festival, but mostly he's nostalgic about bringing the community together for this fall festival. And so he said, I trust you. Why don't you guys do that? And let's run with it. And so we just have. We have over 20 food vendors that are going to be there. Many of those 20 have pig-related products in their food. So you're going to be able to get mac and cheese with bacon on it. You're going to have sausage yep. on a stick. You're going to get ribs. There's going to be homemade pork rinds. There's going to be bacon-covered things. There's chocolate-covered bacon. Martin's Barbecue actually is going to have a whole hog there.
Awesome.
I've never even seen one. I'm so excited about it. Delta Bounds food truck's going to be there. I think they're the ones maybe doing ribs. But we also have, you know, the shaved ice and the cobbler mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be a lot of food. So I'm personally very excited about the food.
That'll be a fun event. So.
Yes, but that's not all.
Yep.
We're also going to have just a really large stage with live music all day long. And we have some really big acts that we haven't announced yet, but the music is going to be top notch.
Awesome.
There's going to be a kids zone, mm-hmm. lots of games, because it is a fall festival, right? And that's what you think of. You think of the darts and the inflatables and the, you know, the games. So we're going to have that for the kids. There's going to be arts and crafts vendors if you want to get any of your early Christmas shopping done. And then, this is my favorite part, at the end of the night, we're going to finish it all off with a huge fireworks show. We're just really excited about it. 100% of the funds at the Whole Hog Festival are coming to the Well Outreach.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's huge for us.
Yes.
It's such a fundraiser for us. We're really excited.
Yep. So do you have to buy tickets to this, or you just show up, or how's that going to work?
There will be tickets.
Okay.
So we're still talking about, as a committee, what that's going to be. So that will be announced. We have a press release coming out next week, and so that will be announced in the press release.
Awesome.
But we're still talking about it. We're going to keep it definitely affordable for families. That's our number one goal, is to keep it affordable.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. And can you give the date for that?
Yes. It is going to be the first Saturday in October, always, every year, first Saturday in October. This year, it's October 5th, and it's from 10 to 7.
So all day long.
All day long.
Yep.
Yeah, and admission is for all day. Yeah, it's
going to
be great.
Yeah, and besides John Mayer, he's a good guy, so shout out to him.
Man,
but
seriously.
So this is being kind of sponsored by them, and as well as Groove Life, which is another company that's
another local company.
So.
And
yeah.
Man, those owners, Groove Life, they actually came to tour the well, and we got to sit down with them, and they're really invested in this community, too. We love them at Groove Life. And then SR Residential is also a huge sponsor for us. They're the stage sponsor, and they are the developers that are developing the Tennessee Children's Home.
Awesome.
And so they came and toured the well, and we got to sit down with them too, and they're really invested in this event also. Yeah.
So that's the Whole Hog Festival, John Mayer Builders Whole Hog Festival.
Yes, yes.
Saturday, October 5th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and I don't think we said where it was, but...
Oh, I'm glad you got that. It is at the Tennessee Children's Home, is what we like to call the Lakeside Venue, which is in the back acreage there behind the Tennessee Children's Home. It's 804 Branham Hughes in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
The other thing I wanted to kind of bring up is, I know back in July, you guys were featured at the Nashville Sounds game for the Faith and Family Night.
Yes.
So that's got to be pretty cool.
So fun.
Yeah, I saw the picture on the marquee with the well, the guitar symbol. That said, yeah, that was pretty cool. So they had a musician, I think Ryan Stevenson and Way FM was there. So yeah. how did you guys get involved with that? Did they ask you or?
Yeah, well, our executive director, Shelly Sasson, kind of reached out to them. She's had a couple meetings with them.
Mm-hmm.
Way FM helped us out a lot, too,
okay.
when we did the big payback this spring in May. And Way FM, we started talking to them about marketing that event for us. And then this Sounds Game opportunity came up, and we were just really fortunate. They asked us to do it, and we said, absolutely, this would be a blast. And it was. They allowed us to get up on stage and speak to the crowd they had there listening to the Christian music. And it was very cool to see the logo up there on the big screen.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we haven't discussed that's relevant to the well or anything you guys are doing in addition?
Yeah, well, I just would probably add that the well is constantly growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're up 35% from last year in the families that we serve. And so, you know, you don't want the need to rise, but with the population, it's probably going to. And so that's why we so appreciate the community's support year after year after year, is because the need is not going away. So we're just thankful to all the businesses and all the people in the community who are willing to donate either the finances or the resources or the time. We're just very thankful.
So where can people find you?
So you can find us at springhillwell.org. That's our website, and everything I think we talked about today, including the Whole Hog Festival. If you're interested in, we have opportunities for businesses to host kids zones or organizations to have a kids zone booth. So if you would be interested in getting involved the day of the Whole Hog Festival, or just getting involved here at the well, if you want to volunteer, if you want to donate, all of that can be done from springhillwell.org. But also follow us on Facebook. We're pretty active on that.
Yes.
We post a lot on that.
Yes,
so.
It's awesome. So do you run that too, the Facebook page?
I'm one of a couple
okay.
that do.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome just seeing what you guys are doing and how much food you're, you know, giving out and constantly posting. It's cool. It's an active page, so that's good.
Good, I'm glad you said that. But if you want to stop by and see us, I mentioned earlier that we're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. We're at 5226 Main Street in Suite C5 here in Spring Hill.